This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. military says it carried out multiple precision airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack Thursday that killed a U.S. contractor. The Pentagon says the contractor was killed at a coalition base in northeast Syria in a strike by a one-way attack drone that the intelligence community assessed was of Iranian origin. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement the U.S. retaliated with proportionate and deliberate precision strikes in Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports migration is among the issues President Joe Biden will discuss with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday in Ottawa.
The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at a non-official checkpoint, enabling them to stay in the country. As part of the agreement, Canada is expected to announce that 15,000 migrants from the Western Hemisphere will be given slots to apply to enter.
That was Ben Thomas reporting. In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the military is set to launch a counteroffensive against Russian troops, but needs help from their European neighbor. In a video address, Zelensky urged the leaders to expand and hasten their deliveries of weapons and ammunition to Ukraine to use in its campaign to beat back the Russian invasion. The European leaders signed a $2 billion deal Thursday, endorsed earlier this week by EU foreign ministers for defense, calling for both sending ammunition from existing stocks and for the EU countries to work together to place new orders for more rounds. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.